Good afternoon. Welcome inside Canada Life Center. I'm Jamie Thomas, along with Sarah Oleski. Welcome to Ground Control Live. It is the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs featuring your Winnipeg Jets, and they will take on the Colorado Avalanche in a best of seven series. Winnipeg clearly having the home ice advantage with the first two games coming here in Winnipeg. So hello, and we'll go through a couple of things that are going to happen in the show. We got a lot coming up. We'll talk about the lineups from both teams, but the most important part is here. As tuning into Ground Control Live, we'll be giving away this Adam Lowry jersey with the C and everything on the back of it. You can wear it in a future whiteout someday.
You can wear it at whiteout today.
Yes.
You never
yes.
know. If you're able to get down and get it.
Okay, so the key here is the link is in the chat. We'll give you a password a little bit later in the show. You punch in that password and someone from Mothership will contact you down the road. So do not contact Sarah and I because we don't have any control of that. You don't want me in charge of that. I'll forget who you are. I'll forget all the information. So there's the information. Check the chat for today's giveaway link. So there it is right now. So win the Adam Lowry jersey. Click on that and take part of it. So you guys can interact with us. We'll do our best to get to some of your comments. There's a lot coming in right now, very overwhelming. And some Debbie just says, I will proudly wear that jersey. Eric says, go Jets, go. Baby, can't wait to be in the rink. We are excited to be in the rink. So Sarah,
before especially we get into mine, the can we the say day, wrench doozer? Sarah wins the Zoom call backdrop competition. Hmm. Look at that, huh? No, how's that
who's
studio
wrench
treating you down
dozer
there?
Anyways.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's
of
take
course,
everybody
through. Of course, Sarah had to have the backdrop. That was better than mine. That's just the way things go here. So let's get going here.
Well, let's take everyone through just a quick rundown of what we're going to be doing today. So we're really, as Jamie mentioned, we're really excited to be able to interact with all of you. This is something new that we're trying. We know how passionate Jets fans are, especially this time of the year. So we do want to hear from you. Let's get that chat going. We know from whether it be Kenny and Rennie or the Winnipeg Sports Talk, just how active Winnipeg Jets fans are. So we do want to hear from you. Let's get excited for tonight's game. But we're also going to be hearing from Dylan DeMello. We'll take you through some of the storylines going into tonight's game. And you mentioned the prize, obviously, the Adam Lowry jersey. We've got a bunch of them that you can that we're going to be giving away on game day. So you want to make sure that you tune in every game day for a different prize. All right. What is the question of the day, Jamie?
It is what is like so easy. So we're not making this challenging at all. So that's the best part.
It's game one. It's a Sunday. It's a weekend. We want to ease everyone into it.
Yeah, it's just the start of the playoffs. The brain is going here. The question of the day is, what is your favorite whiteout memory? Please let us know. Use the link that we gave you. And, of course, you can be in the running for an Adam Lowry road jersey. Again, the white jersey. Beautiful jersey that will be given away a little bit later in the show. So it is the Jets and the Colorado Avalanche. Let's take a look at the schedule that is in front of us. It is a perfect game time tonight, if I do say so myself, because I had such a large part in the schedule. I said we have to start on Sunday. We have to start at 6 o'clock. So Winnipeggers can get back home in time for Monday and get back to work and the kids can get back to school. So it is. And then the schedule on Tuesday for game two, not so luxurious, 8:30 start. Game three Friday in Denver, 9 p.m. Local time, our time, sorry. And then Sunday, April 28th, we'll just deal with the first four games. We don't want to talk about the other three. Sunday, April 28th, 1:30 p.m. Central time. So what is an unbelievable schedule ahead, but so there's your schedule. And you know, we have the 8:30 start on Tuesday, so we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Sarah and I, but we've been at a lot of late games over our careers, Sarah and I. And Sarah, please take us through one of your late nights in working covering the National Hockey League playoffs.
Oh, I will. And I will in just one second. I'm just looking at some of the comments, though. People are saying that they missed the code or what's the password. It's going.
Okay,
we still
yes.
haven't given it to you yet. So calm down, everyone. You haven't missed anything
yes.
yet. Stay tuned.
Hang in
we
there.
Will be, yeah, we will be giving it to you in just a little bit. For me and Jamie, and you and I have talked about this. So when you are a broadcaster, often you look at things very selfishly, as in you would like things to end
totally.
Maybe not in overtime. Very thrilling for fans. Not as much if you are covering, if you're say in the Eastern time zone, you're covering a Pacific time zone game or vice versa. The longest game I ever worked was back in 2007. I was actually reminiscing about it with Rick Bonus yesterday. It was the Vancouver Canucks, because I covered the Canucks at the time for the Score, and the Dallas Stars, and they went to four overtime. And it was either Daniel or Henrik Sedin that scored with about 2 minutes left in that fourth overtime. And by that point, I'm not going to lie, you don't care who scores. You just want
just like, Please over.
You want the game to end. You go, I have not had food in the last, or probably water in the last 5 hours. I'm so tired. I just want it to end. So that's the longest one that I've ever worked. What about you?
Well, okay. So you were on location. So I'll just go into this quickly, because when I worked at Sportsnet on the desk, clearly we had, being in the Eastern time zone, we had a lot of selfishness in the fact that we weren't a big fan of the Pacific time zone, with those games starting at sometimes 10:30 Eastern. So we were hoping, and this is during 2011, all Pacific time zone teams would be eliminated early on, so our lives could be normal. That was not the case, because the Vancouver Canucks decided to go to the Stanley Cup final in 2011. So there's a lot of late nights at the old mothership at Sportsnet Central. So that is mine. I wish I could tell you it was a longer game. I was here for the double overtime game with the Jets and Oilers inside the building. Unfortunately, there was nobody in it. That game was actually fun. So that was great to be a part of, because I was on the CJOB broadcast with Paul Edmonds. So enough about us. We are here
Let's talk about morning skate. Let's talk about what's got everyone set for the game here. So it was an optional morning skate. I still see people worried about that they've missed the passcode. You haven't missed the passcode, everyone.
Promise.
Don't worry. It is still to come. I promise. For it.
Ron, wait till later.
That's right. Stick around. So morning skate, it was an optional morning skate.
Thank you, Landon.
A few of the players that weren't out there, Morrissey, Lowry, Toffoli, Monahan, no Morgan Barron as well, but that's to be expected since we know that he's not going to be an option for tonight's game. But again, an optional morning skate. One of the things that I love about playoff time is how much media is here as well. It's just a completely different energy that goes on, because you have not only the two teams involved, their media, but then also national media coming in too. For it, Nikolaj Ehlers, Mason Appleton spoke in the room as well. What did you find some of the key themes were that everyone was talking about today?
Well, I think the one that stands out for me, Sarah, is Nikolaj Ehlers pointing out to the fact this is, he'll be playing his first whiteout since 2019. And you look back, you're like, what are you talking about? It's actually clearly accurate, because in 2020, they played in Edmonton in the opening round, right? In that qualifying round against Calgary, nobody in the building. 2021, nobody in the building again against the Edmonton Oilers. 2022, no Stanley Cup playoffs. And then last year, Ehlers, if you recall, took that dirty hit in St. Paul in the second to last game of the regular season, missed the first four games. So games 3 and 4 here in Winnipeg were the whiteouts. So which brings us to tonight. So Nikolaj Ehlers playing in his first whiteout since 2019 in that series against the St. Louis Blues. Exciting as well. And on top of that, Sarah, Mason Appleton's, you know, clearly a big part of the storyline in this series. We'll get to that in a moment. But the ability for that third line with Adam Lauer and, you know, Nina Ryder to go head-to-head with the Nathan MacKinnon line in this series, which will clearly be easier in games 1 and 2 because Rick Bonus will have last change. But really a confident group, Sarah. And I think the theme, and you may catch on to this as well, is that this team feels a lot better about themselves than they did a year ago. Thank you, Lisa, with the Go Jets Go as well. So that is really so, I don't want to say obvious, but you feel much better about this team. They won 8 straight coming into this postseason, where the Jets last year had to scratch and claw just to get into the postseason to face Vegas in the first round.
Yeah, absolutely. Something that Rick Bonus has spoken a lot about as well, just the different feeling with this group. It is different when you have momentum going in and the way that they've been playing the structure as opposed to last season. Let's take a look at what we are expecting the lines to look like. Now, as mentioned, I mean, it was an optional skate here today, but this is what we are anticipating it looking like tonight. So no real surprises there if everything goes plan, but that always means though that 5:30 pregame skate is still something that we like to watch and keep an eye on. So big storylines, Jamie, let's set the scene right now going into this series. I mean, it's low hanging fruit. We always talk about the easy one to get out of the way, but Hellebuck, Connor Hellebuck, with the season that he has had leading the way, but still we figure he's going to be a big storyline and have to be a key component of the Winnipeg Jets if they're going to be able to win this series.
Yeah, for sure, Sarah. And I mean, clearly it seems like Connor Hellebuck is the front runner for the Vezina Trophy. I don't think I'm breaking any, news in that aspect. He had such a tremendous year thanks to the team that played in front of him. Of course, the Jets won the William M. Jennings Trophy, allowed the fewest goals in the National Hockey League this year. So, of course, the goaltender is going to be a beneficiary of that style of defense. But he is the key to this series, because whatever you saw in the regular season series, whatever you saw through the regular season as a period, as a whole, Connor Hellebuyck is the last line of defense in Colorado. Although they were swept in this regular season series by the Jets, it doesn't matter now. There are three elite players in the other side, in the other dressing room, in that Colorado Avalanche dressing room. They will have a say in how this series goes, and Connor Hellebuyck will play a role in that for sure.
Absolutely. And we'll get to the Avalanche in a minute, but I do want to say that their head coach, Jared Bednar, when he was speaking to the media today, I saw a quote that said essentially that if they were 3-0 in the regular season series and even the number one seed overall, he wouldn't feel any different about this series. He knows that this series is going to be very challenging, two very talented teams. Okay, figuring prominently into this series as well will be the Lowry and McKinnon lines for you. And the reason that we put those two is that Adam Lowry, you know, is going to get a healthy dose of Nate McKinnon's line. But well, there you go. See, I mean, we're all on the same page here. I like this. But you know that it's going to figure prominently into it. But as Adam Lowry has said, and anyone on that line has said, Nathan McKinnon plays and Mikko Rantanen plays so many minutes, it isn't just going to be up to Adam Lowry's line. It isn't just going to be up to that defensive pairing of Josh Morrissey and Dylan DeMello. It's going to take an entire team effort. But the majority of that task, at least to start, is going to go to that third line, as we sometimes call it, that checking line, Adam Lowry's.
Yeah, and that's where Mason Appleton said this, Sarah, and I quote, it's one we want. This is about the challenge in front of them. You pride yourself on these kinds of matchups and these kinds of games. It's no different than trying to do the task against Edmonton a few years back, playing against those two big guys, and of course, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. It's the same kind of thing going up against Rantanen and McKinnon, but we believe in our systems. We believe in how we play the game of hockey, and if we play our game, we can do a good job against them. So obviously,
there's no way you transcribed all of that.
I did not. So many thanks to Ken Weave on that one. Actually, it was off the top of my head.
Off the top. Came up with that quote. Your memory is astounding. Yes. So impressive.
I don't even know where my keys are right now, Sarah, so I couldn't tell you who wrote that one. But seriously, though, they are such a large part of this. But as Sarah just talked about a couple of seconds ago, the amount of minutes that Nathan McKinnon is going to play in this series, it's going to be Mark Scheifele is going to play a role in this. The fourth line is going to play a role in it. Clearly, the defense pairings are going to play a large role in containing one of the best players in the NHL in the world this year, in Nathan McKinnon. So it'll be a team effort, but the front line will be that Adam Lowry line against Nathan McKinnon.
Okay, so let's go top six versus top six. So, well, what you think of that in Winnipeg, obviously, with the depth that they have, and that's one of the greatest strengths that we've seen from this team this season. You look at the way that they started, but then the additions that Kevin Cheveldayoff was able to make at the trade deadline, bringing in Sean Monahan, bringing in Tyler Toffoli as well, Glenn Miller too, but those two in particular, obviously. What they are able to do. When you look at this top six, and we know that depth players, I'm not trying to take anything away from those fourth lines that can certainly help decide series, but this is one in which I think the stars of these teams are going to be front and center.
Yeah, for sure, Sarah. And before I get onto that, Ted, a great comment here on Facebook. Avalanche will definitely be using the last game in Colorado as a motivation. The Jets need to play a tight defensive game. So further to your point, Ted, and speaking of the top six, Sarah, back to Nikolaj Ehlers again in the dressing room today. So he was asked today what their role was by Paul Friesen of the Winnipeg Sun, and Ehlers gave a great answer. It's just to shut the other team's lines down, and that's so interesting. When you think a second line, you're thinking that line has offense with Sean Monahan and Tyler Toffoli, how well they played offensively as a group, but they have to play the 200-foot game, certainly in the playoffs, and I found it very interesting and enlightening that Nikolaj Ehlers was thinking defense first in a comment back in the media scrums today. So the Jets' top six will be huge in this. There's a lot of depth. You go back to the offseason when the Pierre-Luc Dubois trade, how much that brought back in terms of forward depth for the Winnipeg Jets, and Gabriel Vilardi and Alex Iafallo, who will be playing in game one of this series. Rasmus Kupari will be a healthy scratch here tonight. But that top six, they'll also play a role in running up against Nathan McKinnon's line as well.
Absolutely. Special teams. Oh, what are your thoughts on them?
Well, I think you have to feel better about where the Jets special teams are. Like, there was a lot of games this year, Sarah, clearly, where Rick Bonus says our power play cost us the game tonight. We haven't heard that in a long time. And I think over this 8-game win streak. You saw the light at the end of the tunnel, what this power play unit can do with a healthy Gabe Vilardi. He kind of plays a role in this whole thing. And he's, you know, we kept hearing all year, not so much wait until we're healthy, but that was what they are insinuating. We haven't seen what this unit can do. Yeah. And now that plays a role in it. And then on a penalty killing side of things, it's been much better as well. So I think that gives people a lot of heart, a lot of optimism heading into the series because of what Colorado has and their power play unit. We've already talked about Cale Makar and Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen. We go down the list of how much of a headache that group can be when shorthanded. But the Jets special teams, I think, are in a much better place, unlike going back to last year, than they were going into the playoffs a year ago.
Absolutely. You know, I'm just sitting here. So everyone knows at home, so that everyone can know at home. So we have a general rundown that we're following so that we stay on track. And I absolutely.
That's because of me. That's my fault.
It's true. Yeah.
I get sidelined quite easy.
We did. We had to start it. I wasn't going to throw you under the bus, but we specifically had to start this because of JT. So I asked someone on our team if they could print off this rundown for me. And I'm not going to throw them under the bus because I asked for the help and I am so, so appreciative of it. But I just want to show it is. This page just keeps on going and going. Look at it in comparison to it's so huge. And the table that I am set up on is not. And so I keep, it's just, these are the challenges that we deal with.
Yeah. JT. First world problems. How about Kenny's water bottle? Kenny's water bottle, the Avs, especially MacKinnon and the first line, like to carry the puck into the offensive zone and create chances off the rush. The Jets need to force the Avs to dump the puck in as often as possible. Kenny's water bottle, thank you very much for your comment. And does Jamie have to put towels on all of the seats after the show? Yes, I do. Well played,
I'll take
sir.
Video. Don't you worry.
Reminder, we're giving away this bad boy here. Make sure you go to the link in the chat. We'll have a password coming up here momentarily. It is an Adam Lowry primary away jersey with the C on it and everything. That is for listening to and watching the broadcast, of course.
Hey,
next,
Alan,
Sarah. Next.
Greetings. Just quick greetings from Cyprus. Alan's watching this right now. Says he'll be watching at 2 a.m. Can't wait for the puck drop. See, this... We thought we were going to have a lot of coffee in order to be able to make it for game 2 on Tuesday. Alan, you take the cake right there. Where's everyone else watching from? Okay, let's keep things moving, though, because otherwise you and I could talk all day, and we don't want to subject anybody to hours of that. So we go on. I did mention...
We already took up 17 minutes of their time already.
I did mention that we're going to have player interviews. And so every day on a game day, I've had the opportunity to pull a player out to the bench, chat with them a little bit, set up the game. And today it was Dylan DeMello that came out and joined me as he's getting ready and excited to experience another whiteout. Dylan, there's been so much talk about this postseason. Finally, game 1 is here. What are the emotions for you going into this one tonight?
A little bit of everything. You got, obviously, excitement. You got nervousness. You got a little anxiety. But you're just excited to get going. That's the biggest thing. I think once that regular season was done, you're looking so forward to game 1. And to have it here in our building, to have home ice, I think we're super excited for the whiteout. It's going to be a lot of fun. The noise is going to be loud. The emotions are going to be high. I think we're ready for it. I think we're excited for it. I think it's going to be a great game.
Everyone's heard about the whiteout, but for the guys in that room that haven't experienced it before, how would you describe it?
Chaos, but in the right way, I guess you could say. It's, your heart's racing. You're in the dressing room. You can hear everybody saying, go Jets, go, before you come on the ice. It's a surreal feeling. It's one of a kind, something that's very unique, I think, in this league. I've played in other buildings, played playoffs in San Jose, things like that. This is right up there for one of the best experiences that you can have. So as a player, it's everything you kind of dreamed of and wanted for.
You imagine that you're going to be seeing a lot of Nathan MacKinnon's out there. You know that with a line like that, they are going to get opportunities. How are you going to have to try to limit them? What's going to be the key?
Well, it's going to be a 5-man unit, whoever's out there. Obviously, those guys also play a ton. They're relied on heavily. There's no doubt about it. They can handle those minutes. Those guys are, they're in top shape. Just hearing stories about their character and their demeanor, they want those minutes, they can handle those minutes, and obviously had excellent seasons. So whoever's out there, you got to do the job. You got to stay above them. You got to make it hard on them. no easy ice. You got to try to limit their opportunities, and you have to understand that there's going to be times where they're going to have the puck and you're not going to have it. You got to be okay with defending, you got to be okay with handling the emotions of that, and you know, not trying to do too much out there, just try to play a simple game, and like I said, make it hard on them, try not to give them any easy ice.
I know that you're a big video guy when you're going into a postseason. I mean, you just saw Colorado, but yeah. Do you watch more? Do you watch for anything different? What's your routine?
Yeah, no, I watched our last game against them. And, you know, obviously our coach staff has done a great pre-scout on them and 5-on-5 and PK and all that stuff. So, you know, you can watch a lot of video, but you know, at the same time, you got to do what you do. And that's what I try to focus on every night is what I bring to the table and bring the best Dylan DeMello I can be on the ice. Because I know when I do that, you know, we give ourselves obviously a great chance to win. And if everybody brings their A game, we feel confident against anyone.
Will it be hard to sleep this afternoon?
It might be. It might be.
Or you can say no.
No. For me, the first regular season game and the first playoff game are always, you're maybe rolling around in your sleep because you're just so excited to get going. You just kind of want to rip that Band-Aid off and get going. So, you know what? There's going to be no problem getting your emotions high when the building's rocking. So, really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the time, Dylan. Always appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, nice stuff from Dylan DeMello. So, reminder, we are giving away an Adam Lowry jersey. There's the link is in the chat, and the code word is, I know you're really shocked, Lowry. Lowry is the code word. There's the link. Today's password is Lowry, not code word, it's password. So, Lowry, Lowry.
I love the comment someone had there about Dylan DeMello with a nice clean shave. You and I had commented on that. As well, everyone getting ready for the playoff beard. Sure, we always like to joke, especially during Movember, since we all know that Dylan DeMello grows the best mustache on the team, that by tomorrow he will probably have a full beard.
By tonight, likely.
It's possible. Yeah, that 5 o'clock shadow is going to be full beard in, but looking forward to it. We've seen some different tweets coming on, so many people coming to the game here tonight, a lot of excitement, including, you know, that family is going to be coming into town in order to watch this Winnipeg Jets team. And that includes none other than Chuck Hellebuyck, international influencer, as we have liked to call him. There we go, Winnipeg, here he comes. He's going to be here for games 1 and 2. You know he is excited. He has obviously become a huge fan favorite ever since the dad's trip in particular, and the Jets have had a lot of luck with him in attendance, so hopefully that continues on tonight. Let's talk a little bit about the Avs and get everybody ready quickly with respect to that. Jamie, an optional skate as well, no surprise there. I think every morning we're going to see optional skates. So sometimes with lines, it can be a little bit challenging. But this is what we are expecting, potentially, the Colorado Avalanche's lines to look like this evening. Now, obviously, no Jonathan Drouin. He has been ruled out for this round one series, which is a big blow for him. He was having a really good season in his first year in Colorado. So you look, this is based on practice yesterday in Denver before the team flew out here. You look who's up now with MacKinnon and Rantanen, Zach Parise. So 39-year-old is up there. We will see whether or not that happens today. And then when you look in the blue line, there is some question. Sam Girard could be back into the lineup. Don't know what the status is. So those defensive pairings could adjust a little bit when you're looking at Walker and Jones. But thoughts when you look at this?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, they may not have the depth the Jets have up front, but they're just still such a dangerous team because of the aforementioned players we've talked about already in Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar and Mikko Rantanen. Mikko Rantanen has given the Jets fits over his entire National Hockey League career. And certainly, and I know it's been a long time, Gabriel Landeskog was such an integral part of them winning the Stanley Cup in 2022, and they have missed him dearly. So they have tried desperately to replace him in the lineup. Zach Parise has a ton of NHL experience over the years, but certainly not Gabriel Landeskog's value at this point. Debbie, quickly, we will please post the link again for entering the jersey. Of course, the password is Lowry. Dylan Webb saying, just send Drouin to Vegas. That's very entertaining. I mean, you can't. Colorado is still such a dangerous team, and I know lots of people like to look at the regular season series. You have to push that to the side. Everything is much different now. And the one focus you hear from Jared Bednar is focusing on our details, focus on the process. which is pretty much what you're going to hear from all 16 teams as they enter the playoffs. They have full confidence in this group. It's not like they haven't been here before, so still remain a very dangerous team. Still won 50 games, so it's amazing how close these series are. And, you know, talking to Connor McGahee today, the radio voice of the Colorado Avalanche, you know, it's almost silly in some ways these two teams have to play in the first round. And if you went back to the 1-8 versus 8, you know, a series system, 2 versus 7, 3 versus 6, and so on and so forth, you wouldn't have these types of matchups. But here we are. It'll be a tremendous series. The rivalry would build from it even more than it already is right now. So looking forward to this as it kicks off tonight.
Absolutely. I think when you look at it, really every series kind of across the board, but especially in the Western Conference, I mean, all of these series that you hate to see one of the teams have to go out each round, because you're going to have elite talent and top teams that just obviously aren't going to be able to make it through. Goaltending, a hot topic always with the Winnipeg Jets, but also now with the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah, Alexander Georgiev, you know, has had his struggles. Like, there's no question about that. I don't think we're telling people something they don't already know. And you kind of saw a little sign of it the last time these two teams played in Denver when he was chasing after the first period. A lot of that wasn't on him, but he hasn't been the Rock that he has been in years past, like, given the Avalanche that consistent goaltending. So, you know, you already do have an advantage, obviously, with the eventual Vezina Trophy winner in Connor Hellebuck, but Alexander Georgiev will play a large role in how this goes for the Colorado Avalanche, because you can score as much as you want, you can defend as much as you want, but you need that big save from your goaltender. And can Georgiev steal a game in this series if he has to for the Colorado Avalanche?
Absolutely. About these two teams, I mean, the way that played the Avalanche, top offensive team going in, Jets top defensive team, but the Avalanche, for all of the great things that they have done this season, I know it's a fresh start, have not had same sort of success down the stretch. Is that, do you put anything on that, Jamie, the fact that they're quietly a little bit quieter entering the playoffs?
If this roster hadn't had so many players on it that has been here before, I would be concerned. But still, at the same time, is that switch going to flip? We just talked about the Winnipeg Jets not being able to, you can't limp your way into the playoffs because you just can't flip that switch. But sometimes experience plays a role in all of this. And sometimes elite players can change the whole narrative in with the flipping of the switch during the Stanley Cup playoffs too. So I just don't think, you know, as much as, you know, everybody in the Manitoba capital, the province, and Jets fans across the world want to see a sweep, it's just not going to be that easy for the Jets in this situation. As I just mentioned a moment ago, you got 52 wins and 50 wins. There's not much separating these two teams in the standings and certainly on their rosters.
Yeah, absolutely. This experience is something that I think is going to be very interesting when going through this as well. I see someone's posted, Ruben, so happy the forecast is showing whiteout conditions again. Let's go. I hope that you were just meaning everybody in white shirts, because I have not checked the weather conditions today, but I'm not going to be happy. This Mother Nature did not need to take things quite so literally as we've seen this week. I am looking for spring temperatures with whiteout inside and maybe just on Hargrave and surrounding areas. hopefully this doesn't mean snow as well, Ruben. I can't take that. I haven't had enough coffee to be able to deal with news like that. So hopefully you aren't meaning literally.
so going back to the experience comment, entering the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs, only the Vegas Golden Knights have more players on their roster that have won a Stanley Cup. Vegas has 21. The Colorado Avalanche still have 13 players on the roster who have won a Stanley Cup. So there's that experience that I'm talking about, where you can fall behind two games in a series, Sarah, and they know it's not time to panic at all. So there, of course, is hordes of experience. And now on the Jets side of things, you have Tyler Toffoli and Lauren Brossoit, the only two in that room who have won a Stanley Cup, and understand that. Colin Miller's been to a Stanley Cup final with the Vegas Golden Knights in 2018. So the experience does play a role in the situations when things go bad. And certainly if you're up 1-0 in series, you don't want to take everything so, oh yeah, we've got this series locked down. So experience does play a role. The Jets understand that, what is in the other side in terms of that Stanley Cup experience, and they're aware of it and know that it can play a role in terms for the Avalanche to have success in this series.
What do you call a day without snow in Winnipeg? A shovel day off. Wow.
Nice. Aristide.
Wow. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I didn't see who's that one, but you are getting claps from behind my camera right now. Yes. Well done. Well done with that one. All right. We do have to wrap. We could spend all day here talking with all of you, but everybody does need to get ready for this whiteout this evening. What are you watching for? Quickly, Jamie, what are you watching for tonight?
I'm just seeing how the Jets come out in that first period, because clearly the Avalanche are going to want to silence the crowd early. But how does Winnipeg deal with all that emotion and the energy that comes from the whiteout here tonight? There's going to be some newcomers to it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the Jets will look like in that opening 10 minutes.
I'm looking forward to seeing who gets the first goal. So I'm not going to throw out the numbers for you. And yes, I appreciate that playoffs are totally different. But when you look at the season, the first goal has been key for both teams. One thing that I do like about the way that the Jets have played this year is that if they have gotten down in a game, even if you're looking at going into the third period down, there hasn't been panic. This is a team that has been able to deal with adversity well. You know that there is going to be adversity throughout a game, throughout a series. So I think that this Jets team, though, is well-versed to handle it. Oh, Jamie.
We've got the music coming.
Okay, so that's the sign. Coming. Now we really have to go. We're going to get the hook officially. So, all right.
Yeah, the Lowry jersey.
Enter in.
And we have a secondary prize, a whiteout hoodie as well. So if you don't win the Lowry jersey, you could win this as well. But the pass.
Did you just decide that right now?
No, Adam gave this to me early, but I thought I'd drop it right at the end. Wow. Secondary prizes, Sarah. Secondary prizes.
That's what you get for being down there. There you go.
Thank you.
You know, everyone, we've loved having you in here. We've loved all the comments. Hopefully, we'll just continue to see this grow. Hopefully, you will have to deal with a lot of us throughout this spring as the Winnipeg Jets go on a very lengthy playoff run. But we want to see you inside the building, outside at the parties as well. And then, of course, every game day on Ground Control Live. See, you took it in. I'm going to take it out. I'm not even going to let you host next time. Forget that. You're done. You're done, JT.
It's my show. My name's first. My show.
That's what you think. See it won't everybody. Be game two. Bye, everyone.
Bye.